Oh, Dunderbeck, oh, Dunderbeck, how could you be so mean to ever have invented the sausage meat machine for all the rats and pussycats who never more be seen? They're all ground up to sausage meat in Dunderbeck's machine. One dark, rainy Sunday afternoon, a fat and jolly butcher named Donald Dunderbeck had an argument over money with his wife, Shirley. Dunderbeck lost his temper and killed Shirley. Then he ground her up into sausage meat and buried her bones under a flat rock in the backyard. To keep the murder a secret, he told everyone that she had moved away. Dunderbeck mixed his new sausage meat with pork, then seasoned it with salt and pepper, added some sage and thyme and a bit of garlic. To give it a special flavor, he smoked it in his smokehouse for a while. He called it Dunderbeck's Special Sausage. There was such a demand for this new sausage that Dunderbeck bought the best hogs he could find and started raising his own pork. He also kept a sharp lookout for humans who might make a tasty sausage meat. One day, a nice, plump school teacher came into his shop. Dunderbeck grabbed her and ground her up. Another time, Dunderbeck's dentist came by. He was a little round man, and into the grinder he went. Then one by one, the children in the neighborhood began to disappear. And so did their kittens and puppies. But no one ever dreamed that Dunderbeck the butcher had anything to do with it. Things went on that way for years. Then, one day, Dunderbeck made a big mistake. A fat boy came into the butcher shop. Dunderbeck grabbed him and started to drag him off to the sausage grinder. But the boy broke loose and ran out of the shop, and Dunderbeck chased after him, waving a big butcher knife. When people saw this, they realized at once what had become of all the missing children and grown-ups and kittens and puppies. An angry crowd gathered at the butcher shop. No one knows for sure just what happened to Dunderbeck that day. Some say he was fed to his hogs. Others say he was fed to his sausage grinder. But he was never seen again. Neither was his wonderful sausage meat. One day I went a-walkin' to the store. I bought a pound of sausage meat and placed it on the floor. I whistled and I whistled and I whistled up the tune, and all of the sausage meat went dancing round the room. Oh, Dunderbeck, how could you be so mean? Ever have invented the sausage meat machine for all the rats and pussycats who'll never more be seen? They're all ground up to sausage meat in Dunderbeck's machine. One day the darn thing busted, the darn thing wouldn't go. So Dunderbeck, he climbed inside, the reason for to know. His wife was having nightmares and walking in her sleep. She gave the crank a heck of a yank, and Dunderbeck was beat. Oh, Dunderbeck, how could you be so mean? To ever have invented the sausage meat machine for all the rats and pussycats who'll never more be seen. They're all ground up to sausage meat in Dunderbeck's machine. Hey!